This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I hope you'll take me. Back in the saddle again. Hi, everybody. Scott Henin. Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How was D.C.?
Marvelous.
You timed that pretty ironically, I guess. Well?
Yeah, I will self-report, though. The first night we arrived, there was obviously the opportunity to go to the Capitol and see the 41st President of the United States lying in state there, the casket of George Herbert Walker Bush. And so my wife said, I'm going, no matter what, I'm going, and I'd love it if anybody else wants to go. And I was thinking, I'd like to go, but I don't know if I'm, you know, four or five hours in line wanting to go. You know what I'm saying? So, long story, after dinner, she got out there first and called us and said they're estimating 3 hours in line to wait. And about 20 folks said, let's go. So, you know, a third of our group says, we're going. And one couple, and Marie and I, didn't make it. I got to 2.5 hours, and I was just literally frozen solid. Part of the problem, I had a light jacket on and a short sleeve shirt, and I was like,
living in North Dakota teach you anything about
what do you do?
I was starting to see pink elephants, though. I mean, I was
one thing if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that snowstorm getting cold, because those people aren't prepared for it. But where are you from again?
Wait a minute. I have to tell you, we think it's cold. Telling you what. There is something about, and D.C.'s like this, New York is like this, when you're in a 20 to 30 degree cold with not a North Dakota wind, but a wind, it goes right through you in a way I've never felt here. It is colder than I've ever felt here, there, when it's that temp.
I will grant you the same wind. Temperature here versus there is colder there. I'll grant you that, having lived out there. But
just with the moisture. I mean, I don't know what goes, you know, the line they use, I guess, most often is that it goes right through you. And they're right, it does. It goes right through you. So anyway, my wife, much tougher than I, and she would have told you that anyway. You know, I get a little, you know, dry skin that opens up on my hand, and I'm like, oh, that hurts. She's like, try childbirth. So she's tougher than I.
You get nothing.
Yeah. He's tougher than me by a long shot, but I want to talk a little bit about the trip today. We're going to do a little travelogue last half hour of the program and talk a little bit about a way I was struck this trip that I never have been before, and it had to do a couple of things with the people we were with. Awesome North Dakotans. We let a couple of South Dakotans and a couple of Minnesotans in around the edges, but most folks out of the 55 were North Dakotans. And, you know, just the way they interact with each other and having not known each other. And it's just, it's pretty amazing. I think it's a testament to sort of how we think, how we live a little bit. So I want to talk about that. And also an experience I had at the National Archives where you see the Declaration of Independence. You see it. Where you see the Bill of Rights. Where you see the Constitution of the United States, with your own eyes. You're looking at them. And I've been there before, and I've looked at them. But this year, it just, you know, brought a ton of thoughts back about the Founding Fathers and about the blessings that every single person has just being born here. You know, there's a lot of people listening to me right now. And those of you listening know people like this who think they've gotten the shaft in some way, right? They've gotten jammed. I got fired from that. This person didn't treat me right. I got ripped off there. They stole from me. They hurt me. They did. And you know what? You're probably 100% right. All of that happened. Some really bad, ugly things happen in this world. Think of someone having to live with the pain of child abuse as an example. All their life and the all the emotions that come with that and maybe not getting help. Whatever. I mean, there's tons. We all have crosses to bear. We all have things weighing on our shoulders. But take all of that times 10, and you still are among the luckiest people on the planet. You've won the lotto of life, ladies and gentlemen, just having been born here to realize the opportunities available to you. And the sooner you say, I'm brushing off, I'm pulling a Teddy Roosevelt, I fell off the horse and I'm just brushing myself off and I'm going to get back on, and put all that stuff behind you, you will not realize your full potential. And believe me, you have potential. Believe me. Unending potential. Thanks in large measure to being born in the United States of America. No question about it. This country is blessed in a way that's hard to explain. So anyway, we'll spend a little time talking about that, the trip and the folks and all that. I look forward to that. I'll talk a little bit about the sacrifices of the Founding Fathers and what they did. I have a little Advent message today. Sort of ties to my message, related to freedom and the Founding Fathers and that epiphany of sorts staring at the Declaration of Independence. I don't know how to explain it, but it was like I sort of got warm all over. Todd, does that sound a little weird to you? Kevin, somebody said I got a little warm all over. So the warm and fuzzies or the...
Sure.
You just feel...
Tingly.
A little tingly. It had nothing to do with Obama. I just was warm all over. And, you know, a dog was nowhere near me. So I didn't think the warm was from somebody peeing on my leg. I just thought I was just warm. And I finally connected it to, well, you know, this is what I was thinking about what I was seeing. So, anyway, hopefully you don't think that's too weird. I also want to talk today about the state budget in North Dakota. The governor, Doug Burgum, is the governor, I believe, in large measure, because the most of the voters that went to the polls said, you know what, let's put a business guy in there. Sort of like Donald Trump without all the, you know, baggage, right? As somebody famously said to me at the state convention that year, I like that Burgum. He's Trump without the baggage. I think he was from Dodge, North Dakota, so there was a lot of common sense there. It might have been Keene. I can't remember. Anyway, you know, the point is that Doug Burgum was put in this job largely, in my view, as a recognition of the business acumen he brought to the job. And I think we're seeing a lot of elements of that in the budget. My hope is that legislators recognize that he has talents similar to the talents they have, having been there or done this before, or, you know, what they bring in the way of history and knowledge from where they live, where they come, and say, let's do this together. Not me versus you. Now, the governor is going to tell us what we're going to do in the way of a budget. No. Look, there's a lot of people sitting in those seats in the legislature that know every inch of state government. They're a valuable resource. There's no doubt about it. But they are not in possession of all knowledge, of every way to do everything. And that's where Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford, himself a business success, having been a CFO for a major trucking company in Denver and then later running the family business in Watford and then being on the ticket with that. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, big budget. And then I'd like to get in a little talk about Chris Klieman, whether you think he'll get that job as the next coach of Kansas State, the hubbub surrounding it. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit about that. And I had one other thing I was hoping to squeeze in. Oh, I know, the Teddy Roosevelt Library. The Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. In the budget, there was $50 million to build the library. It's a $150 million project. And the state would contribute, and the governor proposed the state investing $50 million from earnings in the state's legacy fund for the project. I won't spend a little time talking about that. I feel badly for folks in Dickinson who've longed for this project for a lot of years, and the trains have sort of moved a different direction now, where they're talking about doing it actually in Medora at the entrance revamp for the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And I can understand why the decision was made to move it, but I hope that doesn't in any way take away from the larger idea of having this and having it here. I think that is nothing short of extraordinary. So let's talk about it. 258-0550 on any of these topics. Give me a call on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Fargo Dome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Fargo Dome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. December is the month of giving, and we want to give you an opportunity to win one of several prizes to be given away in celebration of the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. Enter to win a weekend ice fishing trip to Devil's Lake, an otter ice shelter, and lots more courtesy of our friends at Outdoor Bound TV. Simply register by going online to pizzacornerpizza.com. Give it as a really nice present, or just give it to yourself and have the happiest Christmas ever. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What's on Your Mind? Happy holidays to you and yours. Merry Christmas. Great time of year, folks. Great time to take in the magical Medora Christmas tour. Unbelievable. All the locations at 15 communities in North Dakota, 1 in Montana, 6 in Minnesota, 2 in South Dakota. Medora.com has all the details. And they just wrapped up in Fargo after two shows here, which I understand were tremendous. Sorry I had to miss that being in D.C. Tonight, Grand Forks, North Dakota. That's right. How about that? 3 and 7:30 p.m. at the Empire Arts Center. Then later this week on the 12th in Grafton, Park Rapids on the 13th, Detroit Lakes the 14th, Alexandria the 15th, Henning the 16th, and guess what? They're back in North Dakota for performances in Wahpeton on the 17th, Jamestown on the 18th, Bismarck on the 19th, 3 and 7:30 at the Bell. Todd couldn't wait. He went to Mandan. He said, I can't wait till the 19th of December. I need the magical Medora Christmas tour stop sooner. Valley City on the 20th, Fergus Falls on the 21st, then a couple of shows in Bloomington, Minnesota on the 22nd. Medora.com, or there's tickets like, for instance, Grand Forks today. You can get tickets at the Empire Arts Center, Grafton at the Grafton Area Chamber, or online, Medora.com. Check it out. Sold out Fargo, which is fantastic. That was our goal, to get both those shows sold out and get as many as we can sold out. So it's pretty cool. 258-0550 is our telephone number if you want to call toll-free 800-258-0550. One quick programming note. Bill O'Reilly will join us tomorrow on the program. Bill's staff called and said, hey, he really enjoys kind of talking about politics. Had a good time when he was on talking about the new book. So would you like to have him back? Oh, sure. We'll have Bill on again. I miss Bill O'Reilly on Fox News. He was a great voice, great take on a lot of things out there. So looking forward to chatting with him again tomorrow on the program. So get your questions ready for Bill. Okay? Sylvester in South Dakota wants to respond to something a caller said. Hello, Sylvester. What's on your mind?
Hello, Scott.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How's yourself?
Doing fantastic. Coming off a great trip to Washington, D.C. and feeling very blessed in the middle of this holiday season.
What did you do out there? I completely missed it.
A little bit of everything. I'm going to go through the travel log a little later on in the show and walk through. Yeah, so keep listening. But, we did it all. We had a great time.
Okay.
We saw the Donald.
Is Todd there today?
Todd is here, yes, absolutely.
As far as I know.
You know, nobody answered your question. I heard you ask a couple times, why do we call a dentist a dentist?
That's a good question. I never have gotten an answer. Maybe Scott knows.
I have no idea.
Scott,
no idea. I just know they cost a lot of money. That's what I know.
They put a dent in your wallet? Is that why they call them
dentists? Oh, my gosh. I can't even. I don't know. I'd love to know why.
I got it for you if you want to listen.
Well, you're going to give us the reason why. Can you also tell me how much? Why so much?
Well, it's a dentist because, the short answer is dentist is Latin. For English is toothist. And if you talk Latin, it's dentist. Dentium is tooth in Latin, and it's simply a Latin term that stayed with us because science is pretty much all studied and done in Latin when it started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that helps. It all comes back to Latin, right? I mean, if you have no idea, get out your Latin dictionary, and you'll sort it out.
Tough language.
Beautiful language. Beautiful, though. Absolutely beautiful.
Hard to learn, though.
Oh, I can't even imagine. My daughter learned it, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? In half a semester of school, got it in one semester or whatever, but my gosh, no way. There's no way. No way.
Finally got to the bottom of that now.
Melania Trump is a lot smarter than I am. She's, 16 languages now? 16, I think. Phenomenal. Anyway, Sylvester, thank you.
We've got her. We'll just let her do it all.
So, Todd, now that your question has been answered, I'd like to have mine answered, and that simply is, why does it cost so much to go to the dentist? Now, because, example, going to the doctor. If I go to the hyperbaric clinic, which we were recently at, and received a lot of feedback about that show because of all the potential healing that comes from this pure oxygen treatment, and I said I want to do three treatments, I think it's like, I don't know, $600, $300, I forget which. But it's either 100, might be 200 your first one and 100 for everyone after that for an hour, something like that, okay? The very same treatment in a hyperbaric clinic in, they have one of these chambers in Bemidji at Sanford Health is like $3,600. So what's $100 an hour one place is $2,500 an hour in another place. So you get me? Just like ridiculous difference. Now why? Has to do with reimbursements. In the case of Sanford Bemidji, they charge what they can get reimbursed for. Now, they probably do that because all kinds of things they are reimbursed for, they get reimbursed at a lot lower rate than that rate. But I think, oh, wait a minute here. So the insurance, you know, health care, you know, the way they do that. Now, there's insurance in the dental world, but it doesn't seem to be to the same extent. So I don't think they're driving prices. I'd just like to know, okay, what's the crown cost you? What is your time worth? Okay, that's what I'll pay. Now, over here, you're sending me a bill for X. That strike anybody else as a little odd?
That's when you hear the line, let me go get a manager.
I want to talk to the dentist. Let me go get a manager.
Say, well, I just let my business manager handle all that stuff. I don't really do any of that stuff. So.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody has this answer. I know they do. So please bring it on. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, our toll-free telephone number. I should grab my phone, probably. Shouldn't I, Todd?
Yeah?
Check out some of those fine listeners in their comments. Texter says, unfortunately, there is no way for a guy to counter the argument, try childbirth. We have no way to beat that. We probably wouldn't want to find that out either. I guess we'll just have to let the ladies have that one, says Dan and Dickinson. You're exactly right, Dan and Dickinson. You couldn't be any more right. I said earlier that I complain about the smallest things that hurt. My wife says, yeah, try childbirth. So that's why we love women. We love women. We revere women. We hold them up in a special way because they bring that wonderful new life. Good time to think about that with the Christmas around the corner and Mary. No Mary? No what? Todd, Kevin, you want to fill in the blank there? No Mary? No.
No Jesus.
Exactly right.
No baby Jesus.
No baby Jesus. No. No. A lot of things.
Did you hear about the University of Minnesota professor while you were in D.C.?
Don't get me going. Just the University of Minnesota is all I need to know. Professor sends me over the edge.
I knew it would. Apparently, they're saying now that the Me Too, they're putting God in the Me Too movement because Mary didn't ask for that.
We got a break. More coming up.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major wintry storm with freezing rain, snow, and ice creating huge travel problems across the southeastern United States and also for the entire air travel system as there are repercussions that are being felt nationwide. In North Carolina, one of the four people killed by the storm died when a tree fell on his truck, causing the driver to lose control and drive right into a church. This man saw it happen.
just heard a big crash, and that tree fell on top of the truck while they were headed this way. Then you heard several more crashes, and you can't mistake that.
There were at least 500 traffic accidents in an 11-hour period in North Carolina. President Trump reportedly considering Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows to possibly replace current White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit Team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
And thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. We appreciate it very much. High Plains Apache's in the Christmas mood. They have a red hot cold cash savings event going on right now. Now is the time to buy a new sprayer. Strike now while the iron is hot. Now until the end of the month, purchase a brand new model of your 2019, this AS1040 or AS1240 Apache sprayer, and get $5,000 off the asking price. Need convincing? Here's why you need a new Apache sprayer. One, the quality. Two, the affordability. Three, simple. Four, dependable. Five, support. And you know what? It's lighter. You're in the field when your neighbors are not. On average, Apache sprayers weigh 10 to 15,000 pounds less than competitive sprayer models. Significantly reduce soil compaction and fuel consumption on both. Call them at 663-2375. And order one up right now. They're in Mandan across from Culver's. They're south of Fargo, I-29, the Frontier exit, exit 60, or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. I understand we have a bit of a concern here because Sylvester did not get to say what he was calling in about. I don't have much time. Our next guest is waiting, Sylvester, but if you can tell me in 30 seconds, the floor is yours.
Okay. What I wanted to bring up, there was a lady that called in about farms, you know, losing the family farm. I'm really concerned about that. And she was trying to, you know, she was concerned about it. And you was, you know, going on about what do we call a family farm? What is a family farm? And my answer, I think we have to go to if a family needs to hire a full-time person to do the work on their farm, I think at that point they're stepping out of what would be a family farm. And there's a lot of variations. But I think, is my 30 seconds up?
It is. But I want to have this conversation one day.
I do, too. I'd love to have it. And I'd love to have it on the radio.
Fine listeners. So stay tuned. We'll mark that on the bucket list very quick. Put it in the bucket list. I've got to write it down. I got to get an actual bucket in here. I think I have one around here somewhere. But I'll find a bucket. We'll put it in there. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com about what is happening in the oil and gas industry, and how the industry is working with communities to build better tomorrows. Doing an incredible job of that. Brent Sanford is the lieutenant governor for the great state of North Dakota. Brent, how you doing?
Great. Good morning, Scott. Glad to be with you today.
Merry Christmas to you and Sandy and all the kids and all your good colleagues there. Everybody in the Christmas spirit, are they?
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you and family as well, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. I want to talk a little bit about the budget today, and I don't want to so much get into the weeds because there's plenty of time for that. But I want to talk about the big picture. For one, there's some very positive things being said about it. A transformational word being used. The most conservative budget in decades, as an example. So just from the early feedback that you've heard, give me your take on whether you agree, disagree on what's being said.
I have to admit, I was happy to see headlines of a most conservative budget in a number of bieniums, Scott. And it's something where we take that very seriously. As business people, we jumped into this thing looking at what can be done with declining revenues, with increasing expenses. And it's we're happy to note that some of the general fund revenues are coming back, like income taxes and sales tax, but they're not to the point where they were when these multiple biennium of quite a bit higher general fund recommendations were happening. There's positives in the fact that the oil revenues are bouncing back a bit. So what you'll see in our budget is it's a conservative budget. We're holding spending, only adding some of these cost of living type costs to continue type increases for salaries, for formula payments, for K-12 education, formula payments for Medicaid, et cetera. And with that modest increase, we're also able to do some strategic investments with legacy funds and with the SIF funds, you know, that we weren't able to do last time because oil revenues have come back a bit. So we feel it's a good budget. The other part is we're being responsible. We're being transparent with this budget. We took it very seriously as well to shore up that balance sheet. When you think of the budget stabilization, rainy day fund being up at $600 million when the downturn hit last time, that thing was drained this last biennium. So it's time to shore that up again. So we're proposing fully stocking that budget stabilization rainy day account with $700 million from those SIF dollars that are, you know, if they're not put away, then they become the spending playground. And so we're suggesting putting that away in the rainy day fund. That's going to be a hard one to not agree with. And the other one is the pension plan for employees. When you've got $1 billion unfunded liability for a pension plan, that doesn't seem very responsible to Doug and I either. So by putting $265 million from those SIF funds in, that plus a couple of minor policy changes on the formula for new enrollees in the pension plan, and that thing can become balanced and fully funded in 18 years, which at this point today, we don't have any hope of balancing it. So we feel we're very responsible. Being very transparent, that's another word you'll hear the governor say when we're recommending, and this will be one of the first battles, is putting, just being really forthright and transparent about the fact that we've put over $1 billion of oil taxes into the general fund over the last four bienniums, and it's time to make that permanent versus just transferring $300 million in and then doing one-time transfers at the end of the session to balance it out. So that's one of the first discussions we'll be having and debating with the legislators on, you know, let's be transparent about it. We've been using more than $1 billion of oil taxes to shore up that general fund. Let's make sure we're transparent, show it as it is, and not rely on late-term transfers to balance it out with non-ongoing revenues.
Back up and explain that for a minute, because, you know, over the years when we hear about the general fund, we go, well, that's not much in the way of oil money there other than, you know, the impact from sales tax or whatever, but when you talk about that transparency, where that statement has been made over and over and over again, I heard it many times during the Dalrymple, you know, when we talk about, you know, the impacts there. What do you mean by that? Talk about why it's not transparent.
Well, the fact is we've had to move billions into the general fund to balance the spending for the last four biennium. And so when we receive $5 billion plus, is in latest forecast for oil taxes and oil revenues in the state for a biennium. There's a lot of those that get tucked away in the legacy funds, into the resource trust fund for water, into foundation aid for education. You know, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of that money that gets tucked away. There's the dollars that go back to the political subs because it's an in lieu of property taxation that they were supposed to receive in the 1950s and this is put into effect. So a lot of that $5 billion is carved off. But a lot of it, billions have remained in the SIF fund, which then is used to carve up and balance out the general fund at the end. And this last one, for instance, it looked like we had $3.4 billion of revenue and $4.1 or so of expenses. So we had a functionally unstructured balance. And The credit markets know that. Our bond rating isn't at the highest level because we don't have a structurally balanced budget. If you look back in number of bienniums, we have transferred between $800 million and $1.2 billion of oil taxes into the general fund to balance it. Anyway, why not be transparent, forthright about it? Realize that putting $1 billion of oil taxes into a $5 billion, roughly $5 billion, $4.5 billion general fund revenue stream is not over-reliant. When we're the second largest oil-producing state in the nation, 20 to 22% of our revenues being directly from oil taxes is not over-reliance on oil tax in our book. And it also is being transparent about the fact that we have been transferring that much in anyway over the last four bienniums.
So what is the motive to not be transparent and just call it what it is? Is it that you know we don't want to acknowledge that there's that much from one particular industry that's supporting state government, or what is the motive there?
The soundbite is generally, if you've only got $300 million going in, that's less than 10% of the revenues. That's less than, it's not even, at this point, not about 6 or 7% of the oil revenues. So we're not relying on oil taxes because they're volatile. That's the simple soundbite of it. But in practice, we've been transferring over $1 billion in. So we're saying, let's have it there so that you know, so the credit markets know that this budget will be balanced. This is not something they have to vote on at the end of session every biennium. Let's make sure North Dakota looks like they can balance their budget with their tax revenues from sales tax, from income tax, and from $1 billion of allocation from oil taxes versus, well, we hope they balance it on the last week of April with transfers from SIF.
That makes sense. And I don't know why this is even, a debate when you consider that the budget, two budgets ago, 2013, 2015, was $6.9 billion, the general fund appropriation, when you look at that and it's down $6 billion even in 2015, 2017, and you're going down from that $4.3 billion. And that is where I think, North Dakota's conservative nature is playing out. How many states can you point to that had, a general fund appropriation of $6.9 billion two budgets ago, go down six and then go down to $4.3 billion?
That's where we felt the pain, Scott, was going down to the 4.3. So we still felt that pain doing strategic reviews with all the agencies. I think we did 57 of them. And we came up, it's well publicized. We asked them to spend, 90 to 95%. We asked for 5 to 10% reductions and to see what you would do to reduce 10%. And then, some of those were reinstated. Some of them were accepted as changes, but we also reinvested a lot of that back in. We reinvested $101 million back in after doing all those strategic reviews because some of the agencies came up with really creative things that if we're not doing these things that don't make sense and are kind of a waste of time, we'd rather do this. This is more innovative and transformative. And so that's where the reinventing government really came in, was saving $107 million. Then, okay, what would you do with these funds if you could put them anywhere you want? What's the innovation that you would do? And so a lot of departments come up with good ideas. But there is still pain out there from reducing spending from $6 billion to $4.3 this last go around. So we recognize that. And one of our charts we showed in the state in the budget address was going from $4.3 billion to $4.6 billion is the recommendation. So it's a 7% increase in general fund spending. But what really makes up the lion's share of that is, number one, we recommended a 4% salary increase, and state employees didn't receive salary increases for the most part last biennium. There was no money for it. You can't do that two bienniums in a row in a really tight labor market with people that are working as hard as they do. So we recognize that they need those raises to catch up. We also recognize that you can't keep funding K-12 education flat, and so we recommend a 2% per year increase in that. That was held steady for the last 3 years.
Hold that thought, if you would, Brent. We'll take a quick break and come back and talk more about the budget. Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the State of North Dakota. We're talking about the new budget. We want to talk a little bit about higher ed and also behavioral health funding as well before we wrap up, and some of your comments, too. Well,
you talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Darlison Ethanol Plant is one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I have a little bonus for you today. If you're Christmas shopping, you got your list and you're starting to panic a little. I don't have the right thing. I don't know what I'm going to do. Mike Lindell to the rescue, ladies and gentlemen. The man's a genius. He took the world's best pillow and turned it into the best mattress topper ever. The combo is phenomenal. And a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry the cover. It's made in the USA, backed up with their usual 60-day money-back guarantee. The foam for support, the transitional foam to help relieve the pressure points, the ultra-soft, patented temperature-regulating cover. Oh, my gosh. And right now, our listeners on What's On Your Mind save 30% when they use the promo code SCOTT. When you do, Mike will also throw in two standard MyPillows absolutely free. You'll love this thing. 800-506-9028. Plus, it looks really good under the tree. It's like, holy buckets, what did you get me? Look at that. And then out rolls this even monstrous, you know, if you got a king-size bed like we do. Marie and I love this. We absolutely love it. So remember, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Santa Scott. Call me Santa Scott for sure. All right, we had a caller that was waiting to ask you a question, but left and asked if we would ask the question for them, and it said, how is a $50 million library being responsible in budgeting? Obviously referring to the legacy fund proposal to have $50 million from that fund for the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library. You say what, Mr. Brent Sanford?
Well, the voters that voted in the legacy fund years ago have been asking for what are the uses going to be for those legacy dollars. And they are one-time dollars. They're statewide, nationwide impact type dollars. Future benefit to future generations is what the intent, we believe, for the legacy fund was, not for just plugging holes of an ongoing budget. And so the governor put out a list of $300 million. So it's the first, proposal, I would say, that is for what one would do with legacy investments.
And number, folks,
this is one of the biggest legacy investments we can do. There's a push, a national push. There is a Park Service push with Secretary Zinke to actually get this done. For President Theodore Roosevelt to not have a presidential library at this point is amazing. The rest of them do, basically from him till current, and the place to do it would be at the National Park of his naming, what is the position of our administration. There's a lot of debate about it. There was positive press from the forum today, you know, not so much from the Dickinson press, because there was a push to have a presidential library project in Dickinson, although much smaller, probably 10% or less of what is envisioned in Medora. So I guess that'll be an ongoing debate, but we're very excited about the possibility, the national funding conversations, the Park Service funding conversations. We'll see where it goes, but we've got a whole list of $300 million of projects I don't know if you and I are going to get to for legacy investments that are very exciting for the future of the state.
And so it's important to differentiate between a state spending and the legacy fund. Legacy fund said, hey, if we let government just, you know, do whatever they want, they're going to spend all of this revenue. Set aside. I was part of the committee, very proud to be part of that committee, that said, this makes sense. Set this aside. And there was specific things that you could spend, you know, the interest on, basically. And as you say, one-time spending. So I think it makes some sense. I think it's a great project. We'll talk more about it later. Another texter says, Lieutenant Governor Sanford is exactly right on the oil tax transparency. That's all Jeff Delzer. He has been and is the problem. He was the guy that was behind the rule change that stopped the governor from having his budget bills turned into bills as well. What are you talking about there, the budget turned into bills?
For the, we're not exactly sure how long this tradition has been, but the, in North Dakota anyway, the governor's budget then is introduced as actual bills by OMB. So the starting appropriation for the agencies is from the governor's budget. And this had been the tradition for, like I say, we're not sure how long, but last biennium when we took over, there was something happening in the governor's budget address. Governor Donfel was not received. The forecast was not received and accepted. And there were all of a sudden two budget bills, one from the appropriations committees in the legislature and one from the governor's budget. And partway through the session, and I preside over the Senate, so I got to see this happen and didn't complain, mind you, and neither did the governor, but all of the governor's budget bills were killed in a one-day process. And then you went with the legislative budget. What happens there is we have a part-time legislature. They're there for 80 days, and we, as executive branch, put this budget together with a lot of footnotes, a lot of policy discussions, with the governor's recommendation, knowing that the legislators take that and digest it and change it and put it into final format, appropriation bill by appropriation bill. But the tradition has been where the governor's budget has been introduced. Well, the rule change that was done right before the budget address shows that, or has changed it so that the governor's budget is not introduced as a bill now. It is simply basically inside baseball, you'd say it's on the green sheet, but to the layperson, it's basically in memo format or worksheet format now. They're not an official bill. So that's a kind of an executive branch, legislative branch, inside baseball argument that's going on, that some of the press has picked up on that and some have not. And we'll be battling through that during the session, trying to figure out what that means as far as introducing policy bills from agencies. Where does that policy that's suggested in the governor's budget, how does that come in now? Do we need legislative sponsors? Can agencies testify on it? It'll be a little bit different.
I don't know what your schedule looks like if you're up against another appointment, but there's a few folks that want to chat with you here. Have you got time to stick with us for another 20 minutes or so?
Absolutely, no problem. I'll hang on.
All right, so Curtis in Williston and Gary in Jamestown, Ryan in Fargo. We'll get to you coming up, some texts as well. More with Lieutenant Governor Brent Stafford talking about the new budget. More today on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Jamestown Ryland Theater at 7:30 Tuesday, December 18th. Tickets for our all-new show are available at Hugel's Family Marketplace and Medora.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.